one of those happy, cheery gospel passages this early Tuesday morning. But this, what Jesus tells us today is that the core, the center of our lives as disciples, this notion of forgiveness and then extending that forgiveness to others. If we remember from Sunday what St. Paul told us from Romans chapter 5, is that while we were dead in our sins, that Christ poured out his love over us. He tells us elsewhere that the wages of sin is death. This is the debt that we owed our entire life, that we owe our life to Christ. And through his mercy, his compassion, his kindness, he has restored us to life. So on what grounds could we ever refuse to return that gift to anyone who has offended us in any way? Certainly, we have never offended, no one has offended us in the way that our lives, our sin has offended God. And he says that, should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? That little bitty word, A-S, as, that word from the Our Father. And when Matthew gives us the Our Father, he finishes with, unless you forgive, your Father will not forgive you. This is the key. It's the crux. It's the absolute necessary foundation of our life. You know, this time of Lent is intended to be our entire life as a disciple. But in a focused way, Lent is a time to be reminded that life is not about me. It's almost a self-forgetfulness that's required of a disciple of Jesus. That it's not about me. It's all about Christ and what he's done for me. And so my Lenten practices should be helping me to strip away my narcissism and my egoism and just my self-focus. And so we pray for that grace. But also we need to always remember that the reason we have to forgive is because we were hurt, or because we were wounded, or because we were offended. To forgive someone doesn't dismiss that aspect. What it does is releases that person from having power over us. Is that we trust in the mercy, the kindness, the compassion of our Father, that he can make it right, that he will justify the situations. We don't have to forgive things that are done well. We don't have to forgive nice things. We have to forgive because there was an offense. And I think it's important to note that. But again, when we place our hearts humbly at the foot of the cross of Christ, and we see the extent of his love and his forgiveness for me, then I have no choice but to return that. So as we continue in this Mass and continue in this Lenten season, let us stay close to the cross to ask the Lord to give us a deeper understanding of the depths of his love, the depths of his mercy, the depths of his forgiveness, and pray for the courage and the strength to return that to all those who have offended us.